This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
That is our number. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Now, let me just get the gentleman up who had been on the line. We'll take some phone calls this hour, 1-800-449-8686. And this is... That's somebody's kitchen. have we got Mary? Who have we got?
Dave.
All right, we'll go to Dave here in a moment. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Let's talk to... hey, Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Mr. Hendry. Thanks for... let me on your program. I wanted to ask you, first of all, I enjoy your show a lot.
Thank you.
And you crack me up. I just really like your show. The thing I wanted to ask you about, if you saw the LA Marathon on Sunday.
You know what? I missed the LA Marathon. Was that on Sunday?
Yeah.
I totally missed it.
Yeah. Are you aware of the... I don't know if you follow. Do you follow marathon running or anything?
I'm not really, man. Like the only marathons that I follow, you know, is like the Olympic marathon. And I did go to a couple LA marathons, but not being a runner, no, I didn't. I haven't really watched it in great detail.
I wanted to point out a couple of things and see what your take on it is. The person who won. The race was a man named Benson Chirono. He's from Kenya. Okay, now, here's the point that I wanted to make. He crossed the finish line in 2 hours and 8 minutes and 40 seconds. Okay, that was the man, and that was the LA Marathon record. The woman whose time they give the woman's time, is Lydia Grigoryeva of Russia. And her time was 2 hours, 25 minutes, and 10 seconds. And they set the course record for female runners. But my question for you, and also for the people listening, as long as I've been following the LA Marathon, I've been following since I was very young, the women's time consistently is slower than the men's time by about anywhere from 15 to 20 minutes slower than the men's time.
Right.
And... they keep talking about how women want to be equal and women want to have the full equality of the equal rights, you know? But my question is this, because I do like to follow the marathon. I'm very serious about it. When are the women going to begin to make a move and show what they got or just be sort of like, excuse my language, but like half-assing it, you know?
And I, what do you mean the women are half-assing it?
Well, look at the time. Every year, if you look at the women's time, it's 20 minutes slower than the men. And to make up for the fact that they're out there just, I don't think, giving 100%, they say, well, you know, the best women's time, which covers up the fact that they're 20 minutes slower than the men and covers up the fact that they, you know, are out there. If you've ever been to the LA Marathon, you can look at the women runners. They're talking a lot. They talk more than the men do. They wave to the crowd and everything. They're all, like, really not as into it as the men. And then they expect everybody to, like, go, oh, wow, that was really great, you know, 2 hours and 25 minutes. You know, you're only, 15 minutes slower than the men.
All right, well, what is your point here, that the women are not trying as hard as the men?
Well, I think that's obvious from the time, you know.
And if they tried as hard as the men, they would close the gap in time.
Well, I think it stands to reason, yeah. I mean, how can you talk about being equality or like you want to have the equality of the sexes, okay, but when it comes to, like, stuff like this, oh, well, you know, I'm just going to, like, talk and I'll stop and get some water. You know, they have water stations because I worked at a water station 1 year as a volunteer.
At the LA Marathon?
Yes, sir, yeah. I was at a water station over on Wilshire Boulevard. And it was at Wilshire and Highland. And so anyway, these women will come by to get the water, you know, and they're, oh, hey, how you doing? You know, they'll stop, you know, they're talking to you and everything. And I said to this one woman, I go, you know, why don't you go, man? Get out of it, you know, go. And they're like, yeah, you know, they're looking at you like you're crazy. I'm saying, like, get out of here, you know. And they're like, yeah, okay, you know, God. And they look at you like you basically cut them with a knife or something, you know. So that's...
All right. What's your name, man?
My name is David Oliver, Mr. Henry. I attend L.A. Canyon Junior College. I love your program. I want to say also I'm studying criminal justice. I eventually want to join the LAPD. But I do enjoy marathon running. And one of the reasons why I'm interested in this is because, I don't know if you heard, but there were two police officers who lost their lives at the LA Marathon. They suffered heart attacks as competitors this year. And I want to say my condolences to the Los Angeles Police, the best police department in America. And I'm very sorry to hear about that.
I didn't hear about that. I am sorry as well. They were two law enforcement officers?
Well, one of them was LAPD. And the other gentleman was L.A. County Sheriff.
And they were competitors?
Yes, sir.
Well, that is very sad news. It's sad to hear that people suffer a heart attack. You've got to be in shape. I'm sorry to hear that.
But see, that's the whole thing. I mean, the guys are getting out there, and they're working so hard, their hearts are blowing up in their chest, right? And the women go out there, and every year it's the same old thing. 20 minutes slower, 25 minutes slower, 10 minutes slower, and we're supposed to, like, kiss them on the butt or something because of what they're not doing.
All right. David, let me get my phone number out here because I'm into my hour, and hang on the line. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. women. Now, the lady who won is a Russian. I just got the information here.
Yeah, her name is Lydia Grigoryeva.
Lydia Grigoryeva of Russia. She won with an hour of two. She won with a time of 2 hours, 25 minutes, and 10 seconds. It says it's a course record.
Well, yeah, it's a course record for females. See, they got to come up with all kinds of incentives and ways of saying, yeah, you know, look what the women did. You know, they're only 20 minutes slower. I think the time has come for the organizers of the LA Marathon to call a spade a spade and to tell the women that they got to get out there and compete, and they got to quit sort of taking it lackadaisical and everything, and get in and compete and not be lackadaisical. You know, because right now, 2 hours and 25 minutes, I'm supposed to get down on my knees and go, oh, wow, that's so great. When the dude who won it, the dude was, I forget what the
It says here, the man who won, Benson Chirona of Kenya, 2 hours, 8 minutes, 40 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, that's a course record, okay? Because that means he was the fastest guy on the course.
All right, well, there may be a discussion here of the physical difference between men and women. And
that is so much crap. I mean, excuse my language, but that, you know, what are they talking about, man? We got female cops. We got females in the military. We got every kind of thing. Women want to be equal, but then they go out and...
So you're claiming the women are purposefully dogging it out there for what?
Because they don't want to go out and really... You know, kick some ass, if you'll excuse my language, okay? Because they're right now, they're getting their butts kissed going 2 hours and 25 minutes. Why do they need to go faster, okay? If you're getting your butt kissed for doing this much work, then why do you need to go out and do that much work? You know, you're still getting your butt kissed. And to me, man, I laugh, you know. Yeah, hey, guess what? What? Hey, she won 2 hours, 25 minutes ago. You know something, man? That is so pathetic compared to what the guys did.
You think women ought to run as fast as men?
Well, I think they ought to try. I think that...
What makes you think they're not trying?
Because since the L.A. Marathon started in 1986, they haven't closed the gap one bit. It's still the same difference. The guys are getting faster. The women stay the same. They're not even trying to go fast. They're sitting around. They're talking. They stop to get water. You know, they cramp up. They're like, you don't see no women have any heart attacks, do you?
All right, but like...
No, answer my question. Do you see no women have no heart attacks? Answer my question.
Have I seen any...
Have you seen no women have heart... There's three dudes that had heart attacks, but no women's has had one. That says something to me. I have to look at that. I got to kind of, you know, look at that.
The women are not having heart attacks because they're not trying.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. The L.A. Marathon just concluded, and I totally forgot. Tell Dave to hang on there, bud.
Right.
The L.A. Marathon concluded this weekend, and it's been, as he pointed out, it's now, I guess it's 21st year, or 22nd year, 1986 was the first L.A. Marathon, and the men's portion was run by Benson Chirono of Kenya, 2 hours, 8 minutes, 40 seconds. But the female time, the women's time, 2 hours, 25 minutes, 10 seconds, which puts it 17 minutes slower than the men. And at least this caller believes that the women have been, quote, dogging it long enough. They've been dragging their ass long enough. When are they going to start to compete with the men and, close the gap in terms of time? 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You know what you look like to me with your good bag and your bad shoes? You look like a rube.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I think you're making a point.
No, the point I'm... All right, we're back with David, right? Dave Oliver, right?
Yes, sir.
And, Dave, it is your belief that the L.A. Marathon, and I guess any marathon we want to talk about, the women consistently lag behind the men in time, and you feel it's because they're, quote, dogging it, or they're not taking it as seriously?
Well, I mean, you can use as an example, Mr. Henry, this is kind of disgusting, but it is true, and anybody who is a marathon runner will tell you, there are some marathon runners who are running so hard, and they're not thinking about, you know, anything other than winning the race, that they lose control of their bowels sometimes, literally. I mean, it goes down their leg, you know. And, or the nipples on their chest get bloody because it's rubbing against their shirt. Now, that happens to the men. But you don't see no woman out there, you know, losing her mud. You know why? Because they're thinking more about how they look than they do about...
Are you seriously attributing to women a vanity when it comes to sporting a competition that men don't have and therefore women...
Yeah, I think women are like, oh, well, you know, I don't want to, you know, I don't want, you know, I can understand that they're women, you know, I don't want to, you know, crap in my pants or whatever, but hey, guess what? You know, welcome to the world, man. Welcome to the NFL, you know?
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Dave Oliva is a prospective law enforcement officer. Talking about the L.A. Marathon and the women consistently lagging behind. Stephanie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
I don't know what this guy's problem is with women, but he obviously has one.
I don't have no problem with women. I'm just criticizing the fact that every year in the marathon races, I'm saying they should do better. What's wrong with that?
You're saying they should do better. You're criticizing women because they don't urinate or crap on themselves,
well,
or because...
Okay, all right. You know, you just go ahead and be 20 seconds slower than men. That's okay. I mean, when are you going to challenge yourselves, you know, and get out and do it? And
have you gone out and done it yet?
I'm not a competitive racer, okay? You know what I'm talking about. If these women are going to go out and do the competitive racing, how come they're slower than the men? Yeah,
Number one, you don't know. Yes, I do know.
No,
they're
see?
Slower than the men is because body. Our bodies are made different. And you know what? People
That's
recognize
racism.
That.
That's racism.
So racism is about your ethnicity,
well,
not about
saying
sex.
That they're genetically inferior, which is the same way as saying, like, you know, like their
brains. We are genetically made different. And the military understands that. When you go in the military, there's different standards for men and women.
Okay, so if you shoot the enemy, are you supposed to just wing them and a guy's supposed to kill them? Or are you both supposed to kill them? I think you're both supposed to kill them. I'm not sure. Okay, therefore...
What does winging it have to do with anything?
Well, it's like you're saying because you're...
We're out on the front lines, just like the men
what?
Are now.
What?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, but you're saying because you're different, when you shoot the enemy, he should only be like half
no,
dead.
No, no, no. We're talking about physical PT standards. We are not talking about going out there on the front lines.
Well, are you saying that you can kill a guy just as good as a guy can?
Absolutely.
Okay, then how come you can't run no marathon the same way a guy can? Yeah,
I can.
See? How do you like me now, man?
Shooting is different than running, obviously.
Well, look at Dave. I don't know that this is an argument.
No, all I'm trying to say, Mr. Henry, is I would like to see the women go out and try to win as opposed to just saying, I'm a chick, so I'm going to just settle for 2 hours and 25 minutes.
So are you a supporter of women?
I'm a supporter of women, but I don't know for how much longer I'm going to be. If they keep turning in these dog times, what am I supposed to say to that?
You're absolutely not a supporter of women.
No, I mean, I am supporting women, but if they keep disappointing me, turning in these times like they're like they're a toothless heel hound.
You know, you speaking about women like that obviously shows your complex against women.
What's the matter with that, man? You're in the military. You know they kind of, they'll break your balls a little bit. I mean, that's what you do. So I'm busting down on you a little bit. I'm saying, hey, guess what? Welcome to my world and welcome to it, you know? Why don't you, get out and hump it a little bit, troop, instead of standing there and going, I'm a girl, So I'm going to settle for two hours.
So what you're telling me is somebody that is training for this marathon is absolutely not even getting in there and trying?
How can you tell me that these women is trying when every single year they're 20 minutes slower than the men?
Well, the lady just said to you that there's a physiologic differences.
Oh, yeah, okay, so what, man? I just got done asking her. You can kill, like, an Iraqi. Oh, like, if you're a girl and you take a gun and you shoot an Iraqi, what does that mean? He's, like, only brain dead, but a guy shoots him and he's totally blowed up?
What?
What?
You know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely not. You're making absolutely no sense when it comes to killing people. It's
you know what, man?
That has nothing to
do with such a good point on you. I made such a good point on you. It's like a slam dunk over your head.
Well, if you're saying
in your dreams, man.
Hey, dude, let me tell you what. How come the women's is not getting the better time? I'll tell you why. Because they're out there going, you know what? Let's stop for some Starbucks or something.
Oh, get out of here, man. They're running the race, all right? Now, if they're not as fast, they're not as fast. And
all right, if they're not as fat, are you telling me they're physically inferior?
I guess in terms of speed and distance, yes.
Okay, that's racism.
That's not racism, man.
That's absolutely not.
Okay, it's the same thing as saying a black guy don't know how to swim, man. Ain't it?
No, it's not. It's
no,
obviously,
not.
Look at, there's science and there's pseudoscience. Pseudoscience introduced all of that bullcrap about African Americans. Science has proven. See, there's a difference, Dave. And
no, it's totally racism.
No, wait, hold on for a minute. If you've got scientific evidence and you've laboratory tested it, and you know that women muscularly, and maybe even in terms of the way the brain lobes are shaped, are different from men.
Okay, right there you see the brain lobes are shaped. What are they, like apes or something? You're saying women have ape brains.
I didn't say women have ape brains, but the fact is that women have some kind of, I don't know what the term is, a difference in their brain structure so that they react differently than men. And you know that. I mean, wouldn't you say that women are different from men?
Yeah, they got breasts and like that. And they got a pie hole that doesn't stop. But when it comes to, like,
I'd have some respect.
Such an absolute complex about women.
I got no complex. It's just a pie hole, man. Just put a rag in it for
a while. You have no respect for women. I feel sorry for your mother because you obviously have no respect for her either.
My mother died, like, 2 days ago.
Then, obviously, you shouldn't be talking like that about women.
Oh, you're not going to say, I'm sorry to hear your mother died? Yeah, see, she can't even say your mother died.
Did your mother die 2 days ago?
No.
Then why did you say that?
Because he's a moron.
Because I want to see if she had any manners, and she don't.
All right, look, Stephanie, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Henry, I think women are capable of everything that a man is capable of. The only difference between men and women is they have breasts and their pie hole. And other than that,
what do you mean breasts? You mean breasts?
I meant to say breasts, okay? And the pie hole, that, you know, that cake hole, man, just keeps going and going and going, man, like the Energizer Bunny.
Dude, that lady said it. You don't have any respect for women. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with David Oliva. He's a young man who's going to L.A. Canyon College. He's studying to be a law enforcement officer. He wants to be LAPD, eventually go to the L.A. Police Academy. He's talking about the Los Angeles Marathon. You could be talking about any marathon race. And in the race this past weekend, which was just held, the winning men's time was 2 hours, 8 minutes, and 40 seconds. The winning women's time was 2 hours, 25 minutes, 10 seconds. Now, Mr. Oliva's point is, every year, year in and year out, the women are 15, 20, 13, whatever it is, minutes slower than the men. They haven't closed the gap. He believes it's because women are cruising. They're not pushing themselves. We had 3 men suffer heart attacks in the L.A. Marathon. 2 of these men passed on. And he said, again, I'm quoting him, you don't see any women dying of heart attacks. It's because they're not pushing themselves. And, you know, we just made the point that there's a physiologic difference. He's not buying it. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
David Oliva is with us. Our number 1-800-449-8686. He talks about marathon running and how women have consistently put in slower times than men, and when's it going to end? When are they going to start closing the gap? When are they going to really start putting themselves out? I guess it's essentially your message, right?
Yeah, that's totally my message. You know, what's interesting about America today, Mr. Henry? If you say to a woman, hey, you know what? Why don't you try a little harder, man? Oh, okay. All of a sudden, I got issues with women. You know, like that lady who I was just talking to a couple of minutes ago. And she says, yeah, you got issues. You know, when women say that, they might as well say, yeah, you're gay. Yeah, you can't get it up for a woman, you know. And what I'm saying is this, man. You know, okay, if the women would stop talking about how they're being held down, go out and hump it, man. Go out and kick some butt, you know. Like, but no, hey, I'm going, you know, I'm going to go to the L.A. Marathon. I'll put in my 2 hours and 45 minutes. And then I'll, like, pump my fist in the air as I come across the finish line. And, hey, guess what? I'm in a Nike commercial. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so by a long shot.
All right, man.
Well, what?
Nothing. let's go to Mavis. Mavis, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I'm calling about the young man and with regard to what he was saying on marathon running. I ran in college when I was a very young woman. And what, you know, young man, you would do well to respect your elders and not talk when I'm talking.
Yeah, Dave, let the lady talk.
No, she says she's a marathon runner.
I didn't say I was. I said that I ran in college. And I ran.
When was that? Like in the 30s or something?
You know, you talk about a pie hole. You got one that's going pretty good. All right, so.
Yeah, Dave, let the halves. There's an elderly lady. Let's hear what she's got to say. I mean, she knows about competition back in the day, you know?
Yeah, back in the day. I'm talking about today, not today.
Like I said, Mr. Henry, this young man has been talking all about pie hole, you know. You know,
man, Mr. Henry, you're really hitting a home run with your demographics tonight, ain't you?
Hey, dude, let me worry about my demographics, okay?
You're pulling down them older female numbers, huh?
Mr. Henry, I'll tell you something, and I want you to know this. There was a time when I was a younger woman that I would go up to a man like that with a sock full of ball bearings, and I would go ahead and just do what they call a hammer throw right into his gonads.
Jesus H., Mr. Henry, did you hear?
Well, the lady's upset.
I'm upset because you won't shut your cake hole long enough for me to say, so I'll get a sock. And or you know, like the man did in the movie, like Sean Penn did in that one movie, I'd start pumping quarters into a machine, get about 10 cans of Coca-Cola, stick them into a pillowcase, and as soon as you come around the corner, give you a face full of can.
God, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, if you be quiet, then let the lady talk.
Are you going to let me talk?
Are you trying to tell me you'd pump quarters into a machine and it...
Yes, that's the whole thing.
Mr. Henry, when I ran as a young woman, I ran marathon. I ran all kinds of mile distance running in college. And I went over here. At the time, it was called City College of Los Angeles. Now it is called Cal State LA. And I ran competitively against all area schools and all up and down the West Coast. And at that time, it was not unusual for women to run equal to men in terms of time. But what has happened is the men have gotten faster. Because women have been discouraged over the last, up and only till recently, to do sport, you know.
Oh, that's such bullcrap, man. They're always saying, hey, be all you can be. Hey, like, have you ever seen a Virginia Slim commercial?
Have I ever what?
Have you ever seen a Virginia Slim commercial?
Yeah, uh-huh, fool. What's your point?
It says, you come a long way, baby, to get everything you got. You come a long way, baby.
Jesus, these Mexicans are stupid.
You're right. Wow. All right, see you later, both of you. Mavis, you shut your cake hole, baby. All right, doll. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Dr. Ruth knows more tricks than a monkey on 100 yards of grapevine.
1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show is back.
Boy, that guy, that Dave Oliva, man, he, that cat definitely needs a, I don't know what, maybe a cup of coffee, maybe a crowbar to the head. Poor Mavis. Boy, Mexicans are stupid. Oh, man. I didn't say it. She did. Just remember that. I didn't say it. She did. And we hung up on her when she said it. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You want to know more about our show? Go to our website, www.philhenryshow.com. And there is a audio archive section there that features full 3-hour shows that go back 30 days in the archives. And then we have what we call just our character bits and other short-form things. And that is in our audio archives as well. And all of that can be accessed, listened to, top-quality stuff. Not this listening post stuff you hear. It wasn't recorded off of a shortwave. It wasn't recorded off of somebody's ship-to-shore radio. It's the best quality audio that we've got anywhere on the net, and you can get it with a backstage pass at $6.95 a month. Now, why are we doing that? Well, because we've got a large amount of material that finds its way out onto the internet anyway, and, you know, people will bootleg the stuff. That's cool. I mean, what am I going to do? Well, what I can do is let you come into our site. And am I right when I say we don't care what you download from the site? I don't. I could care. You got to pay for it, though. So once you get your backstage pass, you do whatever you want with it, okay? Just get a backstage pass. You can get it at www.philhenryshow.com, and we automatically debit your credit card. It's a secured site. You know, nobody's going to be ripping off your number. And visit us, man. Become a member. Also, on the 31st of March... we've mentioned our teachers, the debut of the television show Teachers at 9:30, Tuesday night, the 28th. On the 31st of March, which is that Friday night, we will be doing our next webcast. And a webcast is when you go online and you look at the little TV screen and you see me doing the show. And if you'd like to see how this show is done, and maybe you think you know how it's done, if you're a new listener, I guarantee you don't. All you have to do is go to our website at www.philhenryshow.com. And get a backstage pass. You'll be able to see the website, the webcast on March 31st. It starts at 7 o'clock Pacific time here from beautiful Los Angeles. And that's the 31st. Then on the 27th, if you're in the Los Angeles area, and I hope you are, it's summertime. Come on out and join us. We got our first ever Phil Henry Show, a celebrity poker tournament for my friend's place. And my friend's place is the Resource Center for Homeless and Runaway Kids in Hollywood, California. And this will be to benefit them. And do we have a phone number yet? Oh, I promised everybody contact information, but we'll have it. And anyway, on the 27th of May, that's a Saturday, it'll be at the Bicycle Club in Bell Gardens, California. It's a casino, and this will be a Texas Hold'em tournament, and there'll be a $25,000 prize. I don't know if that's the purse or the first prize, but I honestly don't, and we'll get the specifics. But it's going to be it's five figures. That's pretty decent. And even if you're not a great poker player, it goes to a very, very great cause, the people at my friend's place. And I'm telling you, I just love them and everything that they do. And it's a great time for all of us. Mark's going to be there. Newman will be there. You know, Wayne will come out. I'll come out there. We'll drag Michelle out there. And, you know, we'll throw back a couple, throw a few cards, get hammered, and then, just get poured into our taxis. So that's the 27th, the My Friend's Place Poker Tournament. Phil Henry Show Celebrity Tournament. And yeah, we'll get some celebrities out there. I'm not sure who yet, but we'll get a few. And don't forget it, we got all kinds of new gear on our website. All right, that's it, baby. And now for the news. Donald Fraley wasn't ordinarily the kind of person who lost his temper behind the wheel, according to his wife. He was a sane driver. However, authorities believe the 66-year-old retiree might have lost it as he was driving home Thursday on Skyline Boulevard above Woodside. I have no idea where this is. I don't know where the hell this is. What they initially thought was a mysterious killing turned out to be a natural death in the final act of a road raid dispute between Fraley and the driver of a pickup truck that had passed his BMW. Emergency dispatchers got a 911 call from Fraley's house Thursday afternoon, in which he reported that he had been beaten and carjacked. Why do I laugh when I use the words beaten and carjacked? You want to know why? Because it sounds funny. When San Mateo County Sheriff's deputies got to his home on the 13600 block of Skyline, they found a puzzling scene. Fraley was in his chair dead with no apparent signs of injury. His BMW was soon found abandoned 3 miles away. Well, the mystery unraveled. The apparently residents in the area began to tell the police what they knew. They reported having seen Fraley in a pickup truck speeding south along Skyline and passing each other repeatedly Thursday afternoon. Oh, excuse me. A work crew told investigators that they'd seen the vehicles veer onto another road with the truck in the lead and the BMW close behind. A bit of detective work revealed that the pickup truck driver was a 42-year-old electrician who lived in the area and was acquainted with Fraley. The driver told authorities Fraley had gotten mad when he passed him south on Highway 92 and that Fraley thought he'd been cut off. The electrician said he stopped half a mile down the road, asked Fraley what he was doing, grabbed his keys out of the ignition, and threw them in the bushes. Then he drove home. Investigators believe Fraley couldn't find his keys, so he walked 45 minutes to his house 3 miles away. He had just arrived home when he called 911 to report that he'd been beaten and his car was stuck. Then the call cut off. It turned out the guy had suffered a fatal heart attack. It took time to put the pieces together. However, we feel more at ease now, according to the sheriff who investigated this. The electrician is not facing charges. Fraley's wife of 44 years said her husband was sometimes impatient about people, but he had never done anything except rail about it. He was really a nice man. She said her husband retired 10 years ago from his job as a foreman at San Francisco's Greyhound, blah, 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 blah. You know what it is, man? The older you get, the less crap you want to take. It's just as simple as that. I mean, it stands to reason. Think about it. Let's say every day for the last year, you were standing in a line waiting for something, and every day for that year, you see a guy butt into the line. Every day. And you don't do anything about it because you think, well, that's the way it is. And you don't do anything about it because you think that's the way it is. And every day, this guy butts into the line. And he butts into the line, and he butts into the line. Well, that is the lifespan of a man compressed down to a year. You're basically standing in the line you're supposed to be standing in. In other words, we're going along the way we feel we should. We're following the laws, we're following the rules, and we're doing what we think is necessary to keep a society humming along. But we see all these jackasses butting into line, cutting people off, and basically having their way with it. Until one day, you finally say, like Gleason with Norton, all right, that's get him up. Get him up. That's it. It's the same thing, only that year standing in line is a lifetime of seeing people acting like slobs until finally you just say, you know what, I don't care if I die. I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to lay these ball bearings in a sock right into the natal area. And that's probably what happened to that guy, man. He decided to take on some electrician. All he got was his keys tossed, so he's got to walk home, and he collapses on the driveway. Oh, well.
All's well that ends well.
Yep, all's well that ends well. What do you mean, all's well that ends well? 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show will be back after this moment of silence.
1-800-449-8686.
Not only would I flash my high beams at you, I'd stick my pinky finger out and say, "Ooh, yeah," like the Macho Man.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We got a webcast I mentioned on the 31st, our poker tournament, the March 31st, a poker tournament the 27th, and Teachers goes on the air on the 28th of March. It's a week from tomorrow. And as I mentioned, I got work to do, baby. I got work to do. They're having a cash party. They're going to have a premiere party. I'm a believer that if you don't celebrate something too much, maybe you won't put the evil eye on it. You know, when you really want, like, you got a TV show that's going to hit the air, and you're hoping to get some nice numbers, and you're hoping that maybe NBC says, there's worse things. We'll stay with it for another 6, 7, 10, 15, 20 years. Okay, Hendry, we'll let it go to syndication. You can be wealthy. You hope that they do that. And so what you don't want to do is, like, run around naked and have a bacchanal and just, and celebrate. I would rather just be low-key. I don't want to piss off God. I don't want him to think that I want to go out and have some sort of tumultuous, sex-filled, drug-filled life if the television show is a success. Because, quite frankly, folks, I've already had that. My radio show's a success. Now, moving along, I mean, I've been in radio 30 years, man. I started in 1973. Drugs? Not me, necessarily, but some of the people in this business. Radio, man. Especially back in the 70s when it was all about, just play the music, man, you know. Nobody wants to hear you talk, man. Just play the music, okay? Yeah, okay. But do you mind if I play something different than the same freaking song every hour? You mind if I do something other than play Alice's Restaurant on Thanksgiving? I get it already. The garbage went down the hill, and it's an ad. Oh, God. Mark and I were just in an argument. He goes, Alice's Restaurant's in San Francisco. I said, yeah, there is one up there. That's because after that song came out, 85 billion places called themselves Alice's Restaurant. But the real one is in Massachusetts, and I hear it's you get tomaine just like blinking your eyes in that dump. All right, folks, tomorrow night we'll be back with another masterpiece. And if not that, at least we'll be back. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Just ask anybody.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.